So,
all right, Anthony, Anthony, all right, calm down, everybody, hold on, take a timeout. There is a series that is going to be played this week, a wild card series that neither of us have any clue how to think about it. It's either going to be the single most exciting series of the week, or it's going to be the most boring series of the week. And that is Dodgers Reds, which is the first test for the reigning champion Dodgers against baseball's most upstart playoff team, arguably, depending on how you view the Guardians. But no, I don't know how many people had the Reds in the playoffs this year. So where are you at? Because the Reds, they're in their first season under Terry Francona, and this could have easily been another failure season, a season where nothing was ever realized. All this potential went to waste. But all of a sudden, we've got this Cincinnati Reds team that's in the playoffs, and the first rung on that ladder is going to be the hardest to overcome, most likely, but they are playing a Dodger team who hasn't been the world beaters that we thought they were going to be. So where are you at on this series?
I don't really know.
Yeah.
that's so weird. Like we're doing all these previews, right? We're talking about each of these, each of these series. This series has the most obvious answer, but I'm struggling to get there.
Yeah.
Here's why. Is because number one, it's 3-game series in the playoffs, and this is baseball. Welcome to baseball where anything can happen. Okay.
Yep.
So that's number one. Number two is the Reds have proven to be super sneaky, particularly with their starting rotation. When you have rotation with Hunter Green averaging 99.5 on a fastball, you have Lodolo, you have Abbott, who out of nowhere has become one of the better pitchers in baseball.
Not out of nowhere. Okay? I actually told you at the beginning of the – actually around the trade deadline, I told you Andrew Abbott was the truth.
All right. All right. So if I was listening to Parker, which I do half of the time, then not out of nowhere. But what I will say is that three-headed monster in a 3-game series, perfect, right? That's what the Reds need. Now, here's where this all falls apart. It's the Dodgers.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when we talk about the lineup that these guys are going to have to go up against, I mean, I love Hunter Green with everything in me. In fact, I genuinely think he's, as game one starters go, he's in that tier of like, I thank God we got Max Fried starting. Thank God we got Blake Snell starting. Thank God we got Garrett Crochet starting. I think he's like, oh, thank God we got Hunter Green on the mound in game one. We figured out the rotation at the end of the year. We snuck into the playoffs and still got our guy going in game one. That's awesome. That is amazing for a Reds team that really needs it. But dude, Blake Snell starting for the Dodgers. And Hunter Green's got to go against the Dodgers, right? Like Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Teoscar Hernandez, Will Smith, Max Munt. These guys, all they do is hit. And especially at home. And they're going to be playing all three of these games. Chavez Ravine, Los Angeles, California. So I think that we're going to find ourselves in this weird position where, like I said, this is either going to be the most predictable series of all time, and it's going to be 2 warm-up games for the Dodgers en route to a title defense. Yeah. Or this could be the most electric series that is played this season, maybe. We could see a Reds team that finds a way to win against Goliath. We could see David and Goliath. We could see Ellie De La Cruz go out there and put in an absolute show. Christian Encarnacion Strand. Hunter Green comes out dealing. Lodolo goes in game two and makes it interesting. Like, we could see a ton of really exciting baseball. And dude, how cool is it that Terry Francona is managing against Dave Roberts in the playoffs? Like, Dave Roberts is the guy that stole the base in the 2004 Red Sox comeback. Like, this is storybook stuff. If the Reds make it storybook stuff, this could be the game you watch during the commercials of the game, like whatever football game happens to be on that day, or this could be the main event of the entire week. And one thing I want to talk about, and I know I've been going for a second here, the Dodgers have a few strengths that I really want to highlight. The bullpen holds record and led in games late deep. They have they have an unbelievable track record when it comes to holding baseball games in place. And what is a hold? If people don't know, you come into a game, you record three outs, you did not let anybody score any runs. That is a hold. It's like a save for a middle reliever. They love holds. It's like the stat that they hang their hat on. It's the stat they bring into arbitration hearings. The bullpen led all of the National League in holds for this Dodger team. They have an incredibly deep relief corps. Oh, and did I mention that not only do they have a really good starting rotation, not only do they have an incredible lineup, not only do they have an incredible bullpen, but Shohei Ohtani is probably going to win another MVP, and he's already got 50. He had 55 home runs in the regular season. So the Dodgers have so many strengths. I'm interested to see where you think the Reds are going to be able to attack them.
I do think, don't get me wrong, you're right. They do have strengths across all facets of the game. However, if you're really going to ask me what is the weakest part for them, I really actually do think it's the bullpen. Here's why I say that.
Okay.
Is let's look at who they got at the back end of that bullpen. Okay. Tanner Scott has not had a good season, almost a 5 ERA this year. Blake Treinen, over 5 ERA for him this season. Mm-hmm. You have Kirby Yates, who's going to be on IL. He's hurt. Yeah. Not showing up. You could always count on Alex Vesia. He's been a key to that bullpen over the last couple of years. Roky Sasaki is going to certainly close some games, I suspect. Clayton Kershaw, we'll see how many innings he gets in a long relief, middle relief role. And I do think that if there were any cracks on this team, that's where you may see some cracks. However, comes back to what you said before, right? Like, this could be a series where this is a warm-up for the Dodgers, and what will be the most interesting thing to see is how they utilize this bullpen in this series to give us some sort of clue on how they're going to do that the rest of the playoffs, because the way that they're going to manage this staff could very well decide whether or not they're defending a championship, honestly.
Yeah, I could totally see it. I mean, there's so many things that could go up or down for either of these teams. They both got X factors that we're going to have to factor into the equation. And you mentioned it earlier. For the Dodgers, they've got Roky Sasaki. This is a guy that I think is being slept on, to me, in terms of the impact he could have in a playoff format where he's able to go like every other day, every third day in a two-inning relief role. He's absolutely electric. He's got stuff that I think plays maybe better at this point in his career in a bullpen role than it does in a starter role. And then just the fact that Ohtani's going to be starting games and hitting for you. You like, this is the thing that I said was the biggest part of what got him $700 million in his free agency. When Shohei Ohtani was a free agent, we found out what the price of a roster spot was. What was the price of printing a new roster spot for your team? Shohei Ohtani doing that for his team becomes exponentially more valuable in the postseason. It gives you the ability to carry another bat or another arm, giving you so much flexibility in either direction, depending on where you decide to use that extra player. Now, we have yet to see where the Dodgers are going to do that, but either way, just the fact that Shohei Ohtani happens to be a two-way player gives the Dodgers a logistical advantage that the Reds simply will not have in this playoff series.
Well, and there's this other part of this that if I'm any other fan going against this team, is I'm not sleeping at night, is because in this three-game series, they could take a game one with Snell starting. You're going to go into a game two facing Yamamoto. If they have even a slight lead in that game two, you could bring in Shohei for three or four innings. Holy shit. That is terrifying. You could go through this series and not even see Shohei pitch a game.
Yeah. How does that work with the DH? Because I feel like in Major League Baseball, you are not allowed to sub the DH into the field. Will you lose the DH? Well, I guess at that point he'd just be pitching. So yeah, I guess you're right. That's just a ridiculous logistical advantage that the Dodgers have over their opponents. And that's kind of what we were talking about when they kept bringing these arms in the last couple off seasons, and Yamamoto and Sasaki and Blake Snell and Tyler Glasnow, Shohei Ohtani, like all these guys stacking up on top of each other, create this like 25 headed monster that is just going to be really hard to take down in the postseason. I do think though, there's a couple things that we can take into account that are really big for the Reds, and that is the fact that Hunter Greene is going game one. And if that's a if there's a game you have the highest chance to win as the Reds, it is game one with Hunter Greene on the mound. Hunter Greene is an absolute dog. He's going to be very good, and I think that that's going to be something they can lean on moving into this extremely difficult series. If he steals the opener, the whole thing can get very interesting. And you also have the most electric player in baseball in L.A. De La Cruz on the field, so he could genuinely just turn a game on its heels. Even if you are losing going into a later innings, you could just see him start manufacturing runs basically on his own. So I think that there are a couple of X factors the Reds can lean on, but like everything is so kind of up in the air. Like I said, this is either going to be super boring or super awesome. Where are you at as far as like the story of this series?
You know what? It's going to come down to what we know as star power versus these young arms, right? And whether this Reds offense can even can keep up with their rotation holding down the runs. And I kind of want to get weird, Parker. Like, I want to get weird for a second. Can we just have fun with the baseball gods and do a all Ohio World Series? Can we do Reds and guards?
Oh, God. Reds and guards would be nuts.
I would. It would be such a what the F happened if
almost
that.
Like the, seriously. The D-backs Rangers World Series, but like 2-11 would be the all Ohio World Series. Like nobody would have seen that coming.
It would be a ratings bonanza. They would all love it. They would all love
it. I don't know if it would, genuinely. I don't know how many people would watch that World Series.
No, that was being 100% sarcastic. The TV networks would hate it. Fox would hate it. It would be terrible.
Nobody would be excited about that.
No one would be excited. So, Parker, let's just get right to it here. What's your prediction for this series? How do you see this going down?
Well, Zips has the projection at 66% chance that the Dodgers win. I'm going to have to agree with Zips. I got Dodgers in two. I don't even think we see Shohei pitch in this series. I think he's saved for game one of the NLDS. And, I don't know if it's going to be that close. I think that the Dodgers are probably going to run away with this one.
I can't say I disagree. I'm also going Dodgers in two. It just makes too much sense. I think the Reds really really got the low the shorter stick, I should say, in this series. They did not get a good hand. But, Parker, anything left to say about this? Or are we just kind of sit back and wait and see what we think is inevitably going to happen?
No, I think that we're just if we talk about it anymore, we're delaying the inevitable. So there you go, Dodgers. Enjoy your series. I really do hope the Reds do well, though. I loved watching that exciting team from Cincinnati do what they do best.
Yep, you're sure right about that. The Dodgers are defending their World Series championship, and they run through the mighty Reds first. So we'll see how that all shakes out.